Mark Kopinski dictating a female IME on Samira, S-A-M-I-R-A-H, Davis, D-A-B-I-S. Samira Davis is a 35-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 1/19/21. But at that time, she was seated in the bus that she operates and pulled on a lever that was on the floor, trying to turn the heat on. Period, she felt pain in her left shoulder and neck, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including shoulder surgery in March 2022 by Dr. Lipschultz, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Period, she has completed her course of active treatment as of November 2022. Period, in paragraph, per the treatment records provided, Ms. Davis first presented for treatment at Atlantic Care Occupational on 6/15/21, nearly 5 months after the subject event. Period, she stated she was pulling the lever up to turn the heat and hurt her left shoulder because it was stuck. Period. Just recently, her shoulder had been more painful. Period, history is remarkable for stomach surgery and left knee surgery. Period. Exam found full range of motion about the shoulder with 5/5 strength. Period, there was some tenderness around the shoulder joint. Period, she was diagnosed with rotator cuff strain, for which she was to use Motrin and Flexeril. Period, she was referred for physical therapy and could continue to work full duty. Period. She followed up here over the next several weeks and was given an additional diagnosis of cervical radiculitis. Period. As of 7/20/21, nurse practitioner Scharf referred her for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period, she also prescribed the Medrol dose pack and Scalaxin instead of ibuprofen and Flexeril. Period, in the paragraph, Ms. Davis was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Elber on 8/9/21. Period, she stated she was pulling up with her left shoulder on a lever to turn the heater on, and it was stuck, and she had acute pain in the left shoulder. Period, she continued working, and it did not seem too bad, but had developed persistent pain about the shoulder, aggravated by movement, activities, and sleeping. Period, she had some partial relief with the treatment rendered to date. Period, she asserted that at the time of the injury, she heard a pop in her shoulder, but not subsequently. Period. X-rays of the left shoulder were normal. Period. Dr. Albert diagnosed left shoulder sprain to rule out internal derangement, for which he recommended an MR arthrogram. Period. This study was done on 8/23/21 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Albert reviewed these results with her on 8/26/21. Period. His review of the MR arthrogram was that it was unremarkable. Period. There was a questionable posterior labral tear, but the rotator cuff was intact. Period. He then diagnosed left shoulder sprain with impingement syndrome, for which a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He was going to continue with physical therapy as well. Period. On 9/21/21, she reported being much improved from the injection, but she was not at 100%. Period. They discussed possible further injection therapy in the future if she remained symptomatic. Period. Such an injection was administered on 10/18/21. Period. The paragraph, an EMG was done by Dr. Sitta, C-I-T-T-A, on 1/14/22. Period. She read it as abnormal with left low cervical dorsal nerve irritation, mild in severity. But there was no evidence of entrapment neuropathy, brachial plexopathy, or myopathy. The petitioner also underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 131-22. That was compared to a prior study of 12-11-09 that obviously speaks to pre-existing problems in this area. She had central disc protrusions, C3-4, C4-5, and C5-6, all of which were shallow in depth, but there was no significant disc herniation, C6-7 or C7-T1. Paired in paragraph, Ms. Davis was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 4-4-22. Period. He wanted her to continue with physical therapy and was status post left shoulder arthroscopic debridement at that juncture. Period. However, we are not in receipt of the actual operative report. Period. This procedure was evidently done on 3-9-22 and involved arthroscopic debridement and decompression. Period. She followed up with Dr. Lipschultz and had improving range of motion. Period. On 5-16-22, it was noted she was taking Neurontin and utilizing Voltaren gel. Period. She returned on 6-27-22 when he noted an EMG/NCV was negative. Period. MRI of the cervical spine revealed multiple shallow disc herniations without significant central foraminal stenosis. Period. She appeared to have a chronic cervical sprain and strain. The shoulder had shown improvement, but he was going to continue on physical therapy for the shoulder and send her to pain management. Period. In paragraph to that end, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Pulser beginning 7-12-22. Period. He then treated her with injection therapy and followed up through 11-3-22. Period. 8-9-22, she underwent a physical therapy. Scratch that, wrong patient. On 10-19-22, Dr. Pulser performed cervical facet block. Period. Follow up with him continued through 11-3-22, period, at that juncture. She was doing much better, and the facet joint injection was very helpful. Period, she had some residual pain, which appears to be more discogenic, parentheses, shoulder blade area pain, close parentheses. Period, she has rare extension down her arm, but had minimal pain. Period, he did not recommend any further injections. Period, she continued to see Dr. Lipschultz through 12-5-22. Period. Overall, she was doing fairly well and had been back to work. Period. He allowed her to continue working regular duty and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she carried a heavy object with her, heavy purse with her right arm. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the left shoulder without swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active left shoulder, AD deduction was 40 degrees, comment AB deduction 150 degrees, inflection 130 degrees, all with tenderness, but no crepitus. Paired motion of the shoulders was otherwise full in all independent spheres bilaterally. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation on the left was to L4 and was full on the right. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-, / 5 for assisted lift. Elbow flexion, comma shoulder abduction, and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuver is normal. Interestingly, she did demonstrate full range of motion during provocative maneuver testing. Spine cervical. She was tender at the left trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic normal. Impressions. On 1/19/21, Samira Davis reportedly was injured at work when she was pulling up on a lever on the floor of her bus to turn up the heat. Period. She does not appear to have sought any treatment until presenting to occupational health on 6/15/21. Period. They initially diagnosed her with a shoulder strain and treated her with conservative measures. Period. She remained symptomatic over the next few weeks and then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Elber. Period. He had her undergo left shoulder MR arthrogram on 8/23/21 to be inserted. Period. She also had an EMG on 1/14/22 to be inserted. Paired cervical spine MRI was done on 1/31/22 to be inserted. Paired new paragraph, the petitioner was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Paired he performed surgery on the left shoulder, but we are not in receipt of the operative report. Paired she had therapy postoperatively. She also received pain management care from Dr. Polsa for the cervical spine. Period, as of 12/5/22, Dr. Lipschultz discharged her from care to full duty. Period, any paragraph, the current examination found there to be variable range of motion about the left shoulder, that actively was decreased, but during provocative maneuvers was full. Period. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine with tenderness of the left trapezius. Period. New paragraph, there is 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. In this event, Ms. Davis does not appear to have sustained a substantive injury based upon her long delay in seeking care. Paired moreover, diagnostic studies were relatively unremarkable. Paired, in fact, she had a cervical spine MRI done on 1/31/22 that was compared to an earlier study of 12/11/09. This speaks to pre-existing cervical spine problems well before the event in question. Nevertheless, the petitioner denies having any previous problems or injuries with the cervical spine. Period. She currently only takes Tylenol for discomfort. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. She does have pre-existing multi-level degenerative disc disease of varying degrees that continued and perhaps progressed somewhat by the time she had the MRI on 1/31/22. Period. She has been able to return to a full duty capacity with the insured. Period. End.